The next thing we're going to talk about are graded potentials. And graded potentials are going to take place in the body of the neuron. They're going to take place generally around the nucleus. And if you take a look way back to that first figure I talked about, the overview of the neural activities, you'll find the graded potential. The circle for the graded potential is right in the cell body, close to where the axon attaches to the cell body. And so this is where the graded potential is going to take place. That's the physical location where it's going to take place. And a graded potential has to happen before an action potential can take place. However, even though graded potentials do lead to action potentials, not all graded potentials will in fact trigger an action potential. There will be, you can kind of think of them as false alarms. There will be graded potentials that do not result in an action potential. And so what exactly is a graded potential? It is a small local change in voltage which must reach a certain level in order to cause an action potential. So a graded potential is a small local change in voltage which must reach a certain level, which is called a threshold. We haven't talked about the threshold yet, but this certain level to cause an action potential. And it occurs within one neuron. It is not passed to another neuron. So a graded potential happens within one individual neuron. And if it triggers an action potential, the message will be sent on to another neuron or a muscle or a gland or an organ. But if the graded potential does not reach threshold or does not reach the certain level that it has to trigger an action potential, then it only stays in the one neuron where it began. And so that's what's meant by local. It's happening right around that junction between the cell body and the axon. Now, there's some important terms that you need to know to understand a graded potential. One of them is depolarization. When we talk about the neuron at its resting potential with the negative charge inside and the relatively positive charge of zero outside of the neuron, we say that the neuron is polarized. It's the inside of the neuron is different from the outside of the neuron. It's kind of like the poles of a globe. You've got a north pole and the south pole. They're different from each other. They're far apart. So when the neuron, so that's what we mean by polarized. They're separate. They're different. They're distinct. When the neuron starts to depolarize, this is when the inside of the neuron becomes more like the outside of the neuron. And in this case, what that means is that the inside of the cell or the inside of the neuron becomes more positive. So instead of being negative 70 microvolts, it might edge its way up to minus 68 or minus 65 or minus 63 or minus 60. So you see, it becomes more and more positive. It becomes more similar to the charge that's going to be outside of the neuron, which is generally about 0 millivolts. And this changes this causes what we call local current. And this is, you kind of think of it as being sort of like a buzz of electricity. This movement, and I should mention that the depolarization is caused by an influx of positively charged sodium ions. So these sodium ions are going to start coming inside the neuron. And when they come inside the neuron, each sodium ion brings a positive charge. So it makes the inside of the neuron more positive. And this movement of these ions causes a little buzz of electricity called local current. And the local current are these changes in charge that are generated in this case. Now, this is going to go on until the inside of the neuron reaches minus 60. And if it reaches minus 60, then an action potential will be triggered. However, it is possible that the neuron may, it may be undergoing a graded potential. It might reach it might get as positive as minus 61, but it never reaches minus 60. And in that case, the graded potential will never leave the neuron. A message will not be sent. Now, there are a couple of other terms that are important here, and I'm gonna kind of deal with them a little bit separately, because they're not part of the actual action potential, but they can have an effect on it. One of them is hyperpolarization. If for some reason the inside of the cell has become more negative than usual, it's going to be harder for the graded potential to reach that threshold that we talked about. It'll have further to go. So let's say the inside of the neuron is at minus 80 instead of at minus 70. It's got a whole nother 10 millivolts that it has to inch upward in order to reach that threshold and trigger an action potential. And repolarization is an important concept also. Repolarization is when the cell returns to its normal resting potential. So when it goes from whatever it was at back to minus 70, that's called repolarization.